Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The Consumer Price Index declined 0.1% from May to June, putting the 12-month increase at 3%, its lowest level in more than 3 years. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, the core CPI increased 0.1% monthly as well, and 3.3% from the year-ago period. The annual increase for the core rate was the smallest since April of 2021. Congratulations. With the headline CPI increase of 3% year-over-year in mind, let's look at a variety of goods and services that went up at a far greater pace than what the BLS reported for the headline figure. Juices and drinks up 20.2% year-over-year. Eggs, 10.2%. Uncooked beef, 10%. Bacon, up 8.2%. Pork chops, 7.4%. Frankfurters, 6.9%. Butter, 6.9%. Baby food, up 5.6%. Let's look at some other things besides just food. Motor vehicle insurance, up 19.5%. Media, like video discs, up 18.3%. Sporting event admissions, up 15.1%. Care for the elderly, up 8.4%. And photographic equipment, up 10.1%. Indoor plants and flowers, up 9.4%. Apparel services, up 7.3%. Hospital services, up 7.1%. Motor vehicle repairs, up 6.7%. Delivery services, up 6.7%. Veterinarian services, up 6.4%. And tolls and parking fees, up 6.3%. Now, that data I just told you about came from the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics, the same one that produced the headline CPI. I mean, they have a weighting system that maybe offsets some of those gains by overestimating rental imputed income from rents for owner's equivalent rent. But in reality, inflation is still very, very high. And this is why most people viscerally understand that inflation is rising faster than 3%, much faster. And most importantly, it is rising. No matter how fast it's rising, you can argue with me and saying I'm full of it. It's 3%. But it's rising from a level that has already rendered the middle class into penury, or at least heading in that direction. In fact, 23.5% of Americans reported that they are now having to cut back on essential spending on food and medicine. This is not according to Pinto Portfolio Strategies, according to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve itself. Almost a quarter of all Americans cutting back on food. And inflation's rising much faster than 3% from that unaffordable level. Congratulations, Jerome. Why don't you talk more about how soon you're going to cut interest rates? But let's talk about why the rate of change of inflation is so important. There's two reasons. The first is that it tells you what is happening to the middle class of this country, and I already said how very sad that is. The second, and that has to deal with us, is the rate of change of inflation is crucial when determining what asset classes and style factors you need to be invested in. Disinflation is the macroeconomic condition where we were in from June 2022 through November of 2023. Since then, we have been in a period of stasis where the rate of change has remained mostly unchanged, around the 3% range. Bond and bond proxies work best during disinflation, whereas in stasis, you need to own a more balanced portfolio consisting of bonds, a variety of stocks, with various degrees of volatility profiles and commodities and currencies alike. Getting short the market during stasis is a really bad idea. Before I get to what the odds are, the highest odds of what's going to happen next, I want to tell you how we knew inflation was going to fall from 9% to 3%. In other words, disinflation. The reason is simply that the monetary fuel to create inflation in the first place was going to be drying up. Bank lending is constrained by capital requirements, tightening lending standards, and an inverted yield curve. The level of real interest rates is positive, which curtails the demand for loans. The Fed is burning money supply by shrinking its balance sheet, and the money in the reverse repo facility has only $400 billion left, down from a whopping $2.5 trillion from where it was last year. Base effects are the reason why disinflation has been temporarily replaced by a static rate of change of inflation. However, by the end of 2024, I anticipate a return to disinflation and perhaps a sojourn into deflation. There is a trenchant difference between disinflation and deflation when it comes to the investment spectrum. As mentioned, bond and bond proxies work best in disinflation, but in deflation, you need to own gold, cash, treasury bonds, the US dollar, be long of it, and be able to short the market intelligently and actively. And depending on the intensity of that deflation, gold is something you cannot hold either, because in deflation, a pernicious deflation, a trenchant, salient deflation, everything goes to a correlation of one, and it's a huge surge where everybody just piles into cash. Deflation will be especially pernicious to this economy due to the level of distortion in asset prices. When the total market cap of equities as a percentage of GDP is over 200%, like it is now, and home prices are over five times incomes, which is the case right now, and there's a massive credit bubble, which is off the charts, just like we have now, the deflation isn't something that is smooth or is something that has a soft landing to it. Deflation is deadly. This is why the Fed and Mr. Powell are scared to death about deflation. Of course, when the recession arrives, the Fed will deploy its usual playbook. However, it should only end up with a zero interest rate monetary policy and go back into quantitative easing with great reticence at the beginning. This is because the Fed knows where the monetary policy leads to, and so does everyone else. Nevertheless, in order to reliquify the money markets and stop asset prices from cratering, ZIRP and QE should be, unfortunately for the middle class, be used once again. And this should lead to intractable stagflation. And here's why I say that. It will be the case of three strikes and you're out. QE and ZIRP are abnormal, hyper-abnormal monetary policies that were only used because of the unprecedented, we were told, unprecedented economic times that were supposed to be so unusual that they would never occur again. I mean, they were deployed during the once-in-a-hundred-year global financial crisis when the entire financial system melted down due to the subprime mortgage crisis. They were deployed again during the once-in-a-century global pandemic. Those are the reasons why we were told the Fed and Treasury had to resort to such extreme fiscal and monetary measures. And once they were used, they could stop and never use them again. They were rare, very rare, exceptions that should never reoccur in our lifetimes. Therefore, if used again now, whatever faith is left in the US dollar as the world's reserve currency, and whatever faith is left that the dollar can preserve your purchasing power, will become shattered. And the result is going to be protracted and out of control stagflation. That is the most likely outcome. Each of these macroeconomic scenarios require different investment strategies, vastly different investment strategies, to enable you to protect and profit your wealth no matter what shows up. Stasis, reflation, stagflation, disinflation, and deflation. PPS, Penta Portfolio Strategies, is fully committed to preserving, protecting, and profiting from all of those macroeconomic conditions. And now, if you'll indulge me, I'd like to close with a few aphorisms I've written throughout my years, and I wanted to share four of them with you. A successful life can be measured by how many people you have helped become successful. If you are waiting for tomorrow to be happy, today will always be sad. Hold tightly to such the things that time cannot touch. And finally, there must be life after death, for the prospect of termination extinguishes the quest for existence, dampens the desire for being, and leaves the reasons for living unresolved.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.